Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are joining us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With us is a new person whom we've never visited with in the past. Her name is Nika Clark, and she is in charge of video production at Tarot International. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know that Tarot has been a longtime supporter of the Business News Hour. And we enjoy getting to know a little bit more about the people that work at Tarot, what they do. And in this case, this is going to be something really important to you and your business, because we're going to be talking about video and video production with Nika Clark. Nika, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're making the time to do this. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you have quite a resume. Let's dive into that first, because I think this is always fun for people to get to know who it is that we're talking with. And you're a native of Chicago. You've been in TV for a long time. Give us that 30-second overview of your career.
All right. Very quickly, obviously, you know, born and raised in Chicago. I give pretty much this little quick statement. I watched this television show that pretty much directed me into the television industry, and that show was Murphy Brown. Mm. I thought I wanted to be an investigative reporter, and I tried to figure out how do I become that. And just by, you know, doing some research and talking to people, I ended up at Western Illinois with the emphasis of learning television broadcasting under communication. And from that aspect, I had the opportunity to travel around and learn in the Chicago area, in Des Moines, in West Palm. And 19 years later, I'm still in the industry. I still like what I do. And I have to say thank you, Candace Burton, for making that show, sure. Murphy Brown, because that is pretty much what sparked my little light bulb, pretty much.
To go on into television. And you did lead the, as I did at one time, I led the nomadic broadcasting lifestyle as well. You know, and we that have been there understand. I mean, you were in Chicago, and then you came to Des Moines, and then you were in West Palm Beach, Florida, WPTV. And KCCI in the greater Des Moines area. So I get it. And you know, when people live this broadcasting nomadic lifestyle, it does take a little bit of, well, of bravery. Would you agree?
It takes a lot of bravery, because you get in your head of saying, like, can I do this? I'm not going to know anybody. I'm not going to have any friends. Yeah. All I'm going to be doing is working. And it's basically just take that leap, because you just don't know, you know, what's out there or what opportunities you're supposed to learn. You know, if you just stay in your little comfort zone, you know, right. I probably would have never, you know, if I would have stayed in Chicago, especially in the beginning, you know, not taking that leap of coming to Des Moines, I probably would have been out of this business, because.
I know. You know. I get it, because there are only so many doors that are open to an individual in broadcasting. And while on the outside, we're with Nika Clark, ladies and gentlemen, Tarot International. She's a video expert there, and we're going to be talking about that in business here in just a moment. But we're spending a little time commiserating about broadcasting for a bit. But you're right, because doors close pretty quickly in many of the markets, and you don't get the opportunity to go out there and learn and participate. And so, yeah, so it is this nomadic lifestyle, and it does wear on you a little bit, because like you said, you don't know anybody, you don't know the area, you probably mispronounce a name or two, you know. So yeah, I could always tell when people are new to Central Iowa and they call Madrid, and
you know, and you know, they will make sure that you pronounce things correctly very quickly.
Nevada and Nevada. So, yeah, I got it. All right. So let's talk a little bit about business and video, because I think this is so important for individuals out there that are business people to know about. And again, Tarot International does a marvelous job with their video production. It's all over the place. You can see all kinds of samples of that. So let's talk about the importance of video and business, because I think this is going to be stunning to folks. So even though you've been in the news business, you have now been producing video for Tarot for some time and others. What should business people be aware of when they are attempting to do video for their business, an explainer video or an instructional video? What are the important things that somebody needs to remember?
Well, I really think that video in general, you're always telling a story. You're like, you always need to remember, you know, you have the opportunity to basically showcase your message, whatever content that you're presenting. You can give an emotional testimony, a structural, a commercial, but it's pretty much your opportunity to showcase what you are presenting, and you should always remember that. So like just being more personal of trying to sell whatever that you're trying to sell, and just taking that opportunity to tell your story.
And if you're telling your story, you own it as well, yeah?
Correct, because it's coming from, it's your content, correct? It's also what you are trying to present. For me, like just video and just general, you can go in so many different directions. Yes, I came from the basis of news, but I also had the opportunity to be in the entertainment, you know, sector, as well as in the sports sector. And the basis of all three of those was that they all had a point of view, and they were just coming from their direction of that point of view, but they were still telling their story.
And it's got to be, you know, sincere and original. So I just saw a video. It's just the strangest thing. I was looking for a link to try to figure out something about a vacuum cleaner. All right. So this is way off the beam, but you'll get it. And so I run across a person who says, join me on my video review of this particular vacuum cleaner. And if you like what you see, you can go ahead and buy this. And that first sentence, I'm going, okay, what's the catch? And the video was absolutely nothing about the product. It was just one after another photographs of the product. And Nika, the woman that was doing the pitch, never talked about it, never explained what to do with it, never told you how to clean it, never told you how much it was, never said nothing. And it was like, what is this? I share that story with our listeners, because while video is so important to tell your story, you got to be authentic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My question for you, though, is how long did you watch her video?
About 30 seconds. And it was a 2.5-minute video, which was insane anyway. But it was about 30 seconds. And then what I did is I just skipped through it to see if at any point in time she actually said anything.
About her content?
Exactly. Nothing. Until the end. Thank you so much for watching this. I hope you enjoy your new vacuum cleaner or whatever it was. It was awful.
Well, I love that you gave her the benefit of the doubt and you continued on, because usually within the first 5 seconds, people know if they're going to continue on or not. So I commend you for giving her that benefit of that 30 seconds of content. But something, you know, in you said, let me just try to learn more about this vacuum.
Well, that's the reporter's nightmare. You know, you're always asking questions. If you and I went to a cocktail party, Nika, you know how it goes, right? We'd be asking people questions. Well, tell me about you. Really? How is that? How do you like your job? What's your family like? What do you think about where you live? So my bride hates to go with me to cocktail parties because I'm just always asking questions. With us is Nika Clark, ladies and gentlemen, she is a videographer at Tarot International. All right, let's talk about some of the specifics of video, because this is also important, I think, for business to understand. Talk to us about lighting. How important is lighting?
Lighting is very important. Making sure that you understand what environment that you're in. If you're indoors, you're making sure that you have your key lights, and you just want to make your subject look their best. You don't want something too dark, because when you have to go in post, you have to do a lot of color editing. And so just making sure that you are paying attention. And if you're outside, making sure that it's not too exposed. Like, you know, it's hard to like to try to bring something down, because now you got to mess with shadows and the highlights. And it's just, it's not difficult. It's just making sure that you're actually looking at your footage and making sure that it's right in a happy medium where, you know, it's not too light, it's not too dark, it's just right.
All right, let's talk about sound. You know, there's a lot of videos that we've seen, especially among businesses. You know, we have the power of a computer in our back pocket all the time, it seems, and our phones have wonderful ability to take video. I mean, some stunning
stuff.
Yes, they
do.
But oftentimes, as you know, the sound quality from those is really bad. So how important is the sound quality if somebody's out there wanting to do a video?
Well, it's very important. It's just like right now, like if you and I are speaking and then you're hearing construction noises, you're hearing people rattling, you're hearing background noises that are taking over the main subjects where you, that now your listeners are focusing on the sound, the side noises instead of the main vocal things. It's really imperative that you, you know, pay attention to that static, that white noise sound. You know, it can distract and take away from your product, because it's not supposed to be there, you know. So a listening video, you know, video quality and sound quality are some key things that you need to be paying attention to, because you don't want it to be taken away from what you want your listeners or viewers to be focusing in on.
How true that is. Let's talk a little bit about, this is always, I think, important. They now make teleprompters, as you probably know, that are awfully compact. You can use, there's all kinds of things out there that you can use. If you're telling a story and you want to make sure that you have as few edits as possible, I mean, there's all kinds of tricks to that, you know, moving the camera and all those things, we understand that. But would that be an important consideration to keep the story not always scripted, but at least on track?
Well, that's definitely the beautiful job of a reporter. And you should definitely remember those good old days. You have the direction of kind of, or an idea of where you want to go with your story. So you're going to be very, you know, concise on the questions that you're asking. Some follow-up questions that you're making sure that if you didn't hear the answer that you really were looking for, that you have a good follow-up, you know, question that kind of directed into that lane. For me, when it comes to the teleprompter, that's a gift. And I'll be honest, I'm not good at the teleprompter. Very quickly, something happened when I was calling myself, trying out for the different, you know, spots for our college television news. For some reason, when we got to the reporter section and we had to run the prompter ourselves, that was basically told me, I'm not meant for in front of the camera. I maybe need to learn how to do other things. And my skill ended up being, look, you know, 19 years later from being in college, things that I really excelled at in college was graphics and, you know, and look what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
so
you have to know your lane.
Yep. And I found out very quickly which one was mine.
Which comes to the next question for you. So many times, a person who owns a company or runs a business or whatever has in their mind that they should be the talent that is doing whatever this explainer video is. And oftentimes, that's not a good idea. How important would it be, do you think? I mean, if you've got a sizable company out there, to utilize professional talent rather than amateurs?
So there's two ways to think about that. You do want to see the CEO, the head of the company, you want to, because, you know, with, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, video gives you the opportunity to make a connection, showcase, you know, your emotional or your structural or whatever side that you're trying to put out there. So it is good to, you know, get the insight from the head of the company. But there are some things, and Lord knows I have learned over the years, you know, some people are not meant to be, you know, in front of the camera. Some people, there could be someone else lower down that has that personality that definitely would shine. So there are some tricks of the trade that you can get what you need. Maybe having the head of the company who is not quite the person that you want to read a script, but them say something that means something to them about their company.
Sure.
And, you know, that's how you can kind of get around certain things and, you know, make a compilation video.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
well, I call it the 60 minutes interview. you know, you can take a person that's perhaps the CEO of the company and set them in a chair, light it well, have them not look at the camera, but have them look at the interviewer and say, give 30 seconds about whatever. And splice that into the overall piece, and you've got the CEO or the president or whomever, but you're not counting on that individual to do the entire script. Yeah,
I agree with you.
All right. See, yeah, okay. We can talk all day about this kind of stuff.
I got you, Mike. I got you.
Final question for you. Our guest is Nika Clark, ladies and gentlemen, videographer with Tarot International. All right, there's a lot of DIY stuff, do-it-yourself, lots of stuff going on. How important is it to talk to a professional video person who has the training to set this entire thing up? Would you suggest that?
Well, I would definitely just say the work showcased for itself, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a firm believer, you know, do-it-yourself and see what you can come up with, because you might shock yourself. But also you can take that work and compare it to other things. And did your message come out clearly? Or is anyone engaged? Did this product enhance your business? Did it encourage people to want to try to, you know, reach out and contact with you? So it's like, you know, there's so many do it yourself, you know, content, you know, on YouTube, you know, tutorials galore, you know. So I'm actually thankful, you know, that some people have taken the skill and put out all this content, because it, you know, I needed to learn how to fix a lighting rod or whatever. Somebody took the time to put that out there. So I'm happy with, you know, do it yourself, you know, content. But when it comes on your, you know, your business aspect, is the message grabbing your viewer? In that 5-second content, when they're turn on that video, are they going to be engaged to continue on, or are they just clicking on to something else? So those are some of the things as a person who wants to get into the realm of, like, do my company needs a videographer? Do my company need this concept? Like, these are the things that you should be looking for when you are thinking about going down that lane. Like, does this enhance my business?
Does it enhance my business? That is the question everyone should ask right at the outset. Does it enhance my business? I lied, Nika. I said final question, but I'm going to, you know, I'm just curious. So you've been with Tarot for a bit. What's your favorite aspect? What is the juice that keeps you really interested in what Tarot International does? I'll put you on the spot with that one.
Well, one thing for sure is this is the first time that I'm able to utilize all my skill sets in one position. I love the opportunity that it is very collaborative when we're talking about, you know, creative. Like, I'm obviously bringing in my degree and my skill set level, and I love the opportunity to get the feedback that I need to make sure that it fits with the company, to make sure that the mission is being clear. And so I'm, you know, just having a conversation with Ro, my boss, earlier today, and she really did. She asked the question of, like, how you doing? Do you, you know, she's basically just checking in. And I was like, to be honest, I didn't see myself, you know, back in, like, Des Moines, like, 8 months ago, you said that. I didn't see that. But because of this pandemic that we're in, you know, my family was the ones that brought me back, you know, to Des Moines. But I'm very grateful that this position was available, because this is something that I've been looking for. And I didn't find that in Chicago.
Well said. Nika Clark, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. We're talking about video production for your business. And of course, we will have links to Tarot International up on the radio blog. Nika, thanks so much for visiting. We didn't talk baseball. We should have.
Go Cubs!
Go Cubs. There she is. No one has to ask Nika if she's a Sox fan or a Cubs fan. You know right off the bat. Good stuff. I've really enjoyed getting to know you and having our conversation. This has been a lot of fun. And when you get a couple of broadcasting pros together, we could probably spill this over for hours. Because I know we've all got stories, right?
Yes, we do. We sure do.
Nika Clark, ladies and gentlemen, Tarot International. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me, guys.